Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Spiritual glory in our lives must dominate us individually. That means Christ in us, the hope of glory. Glory ought to be emanating off of you. But I'm going through hell, Brother Jesse. Well, get through it. Look what Paul says to the church in Rome in chapter 12, verse 10. It says, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Notice the words, preferring one another. What does that mean? That means you put someone ahead of yourself. I've done that a lot through my ministry, and I'm going to get to where I want to read in just a minute. I prefer, and Kathy said, yeah, but you deserve that, Jesse. That's okay. I'm going to prefer that person. I did it year after year after year and year, and I felt stupid doing it because I knew they were using that. But you see, I was doing it as unto the Lord because I knew my day would come. Let me say it again. Read that verse, verse 10. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love in honor, preferring one another. Now, why do I work so much? Why I believe in making a good deal? Why don't I pay retail? Especially when I'm doing things for God. Verse 11, not slothful in business. Now, I do not try to cut people's profit out. People need to make money. That's how you stay in business. That's just common sense. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But you see, but if you're lazy, if you could care less about what the things God has given you in life, then you're slothful in the blessings God has given you. He says, not slothful in business. So when I do business, I don't go to a place in my T-shirt and blue jeans. I'll put on a pinstripe suit, tie, whatever. I'm going to do business. I'm going to look the part. Because clothing communicates an attitude. You walk into a bank looking like a piece of trash, they're going to call you a piece of trash. You walk into a bank with a fine suit on, shine shoes, I mean nice, whether you got a dollar in your pocket, they think you do. Why? Because your clothing is communicating an attitude. It's talking for you before you ever say a word. So when you're able to speak in business terms, that's communicating an attitude to an individual. And you shouldn't be lazy in it, not slothful in business. So I answer that question while I work. Now, I love this next verse, or next statement, fervent in spirit. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Now, when do we serve the Lord? Only on Sunday when we go to church? No. Every day of our lives. Now, how do we serve every day of our life? By being fervent in spirit. I want to deal with that simple statement. Fervent in spirit, which means this, maintaining spiritual glow. Write that down. That'll help you. Fervent in spirit means maintaining spiritual glow. Now, sometimes I don't want to glow. Sometimes I'm having a tough day, a tough month, a tough year. Katrina was tough and still is today. There are people that Katrina moved them out. God didn't move them out. And they're really not happy where they are. But they're just going on because they are native New Orleans, New Orleanians, whatever you want to call them. And is this the best place in the world to live? No. Best place in the world to live is heaven. You see what I'm saying? And that's why people say, I had several ministers say, Brother Jesse, when we didn't know if this building was even there, are you going to leave? No. Why? I don't care if it was destroyed. I wasn't going nowhere because God didn't tell me to go. Now, if God tell me to go, I'll sell this place and I'll bring you with me. Oh, that can't be done. Why can't it be done? See, people always tell you what you can't do. I'm telling you what you can do. Why can't you move a whole church? Well, they're going to need jobs and houses. Well, welcome to the world. God, listen, if you can make money here, you can make money anywhere else. If you're not slothful. Richie Pichon is a contractor. I guarantee if you move Richie to Dallas, he'll make a living. Why? Because he's not a contractor because he lives here. He's a contractor by trade. Do you understand? God opened doors. It's amazing what God will do. So he says, fervent, keeping that spiritual glow. So I ain't going nowhere till God tell me to go. Now, when God tell me to go, I'm going. Let me just say this. If the rapture of the church happens tomorrow, I ain't going to be here next Sunday. I don't think you will neither. You see what I'm saying? If you think I'm going to say, Lord, can you keep me here? Because somebody might show up at the gate, yo, mama. I'm going where God's going. You understand what I'm saying? So there are a lot of things that have happened to all of us. Some of you may be still in a FEMA trailer. Don't miss out. That is not an easy thing. But you see, the reason why you refuse to quit, because you're fervent in spirit. Are you maintaining a spiritual glow? Now, you shouldn't come to a church and they put the glow out. Boy, there's some churches that flat put out your light in a second. And you know, I got cancer. Well, you're going to die. Whoa. Well, you know, I don't have much money left, but we will take what you got. That's a terrible thing. You'd be surprised that sometimes churches are like that. See, why'd you name it Covenant Church? We have an agreement with God, and He has an agreement with us, and we hold to each other's agreement. So a spiritual glow, write this down, must dominate us individually. Now, I want you to save some room right there, and I'm going to go to the Roman numeral 2. First thing, a spiritual glow must dominate us individually. And I'm going to deal with that in just a minute. And then number 2, save some space, I need that. A spiritual glow must dominate us corporately. That means not only do we glow spiritually, but we grow corporately as a church. And then save some room there, leave a little space. And then number 3, the spiritual glow must dominate us internationally. We are preaching right now internationally through our website. So there's 3 things I want to deal with, that we must be glowing individually, corporately as a church, and internationally to the world. There's a reason for that. So let's deal with those 3 things here. Number 1, a spiritual glow must dominate us individually. What does that mean? Write this down. Spiritual fervor is an intense passion that gathers all the forces of life so that nothing is left to trail along aimlessly. Let me say it again. You're writing it. I'm going to slow down. Spiritual fervor, or maintaining spiritual glow, is an intense passion that gathers all the forces of life so that nothing is left to trail along aimlessly. Why are some athletes so phenomenal? Shaq. Why? Kobe. Reggie. Johnny Unitas. Jimmy Taylor, the fullback of LSU way back when, Lord. Why? Because they had an intense passion. They can play healthy or they can play hurt, and it don't make no difference to them guys. What? That's glow. That's power. That's fervency. They are in pain, like they only walk, but they're going to hit that field with everything they got. They know when they're going to be tackled or they tackle someone that shoulder going to hurt, but you know what? They just don't care. How come that great golf player, Tiger Woods, why is he so good? He has an intense passion about golf. I don't doubt that the days you're taking off, he's out there hitting balls. That's fervency. Well, a spiritual glow in our lives must dominate us individually. That means Christ in us, the hope of glory. Glory ought to be emanating off of you. But I'm going through hell, Brother Jesse. Well, get through it. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Let me tell you something. I've had some valleys of shadows of death in my life. I just kept walking. Yes. Where are you going? To the mall. I don't know. I'm just getting out of the valley. All right. Yes. See, and I don't feel like it sometimes. I don't feel like it. Last night, me and Kathy said, well, we've been to church so many times. We're going to rest today. How do you rest from God? We both got up and had the same thing. I said, you going? Yeah, let's go. Well, I'm going to. Boom. See, you must glow. And I've seen people preaching in pain, saying they're healed. And people say, they shouldn't do that. Well, football players play in pain. Basketball players play in pain. What's making that happen? Fervency, intense passion. Let me say it again. Spiritual fervor, or maintaining spiritual glow, that's what that means, is an intense passion that gathers all the forces of life so that nothing is left to trail along aimlessly. You see what I'm saying? In other words, your best comes out when you're glowing. Do you know they say a woman is at her prettiest when she's pregnant? That she has a glow in her skin. That there's something happening. And it's a wonderful thing. But you know what the devil's made most women think? They're ugly. Oh, man, I'm ugly because my belly's out and all that kind of stuff. But you don't realize you're glowing. You go, oh. Think about those kinds of things. That's an amazing thing to me. Write this down. When a spiritual glow is at its best, It produces a whole and wholesome life that is secure. Let me say it again. When spiritual glow is at its best, it produces a whole and wholesome life that is secure. People say, why are you so secure, Brother Jesse? I'll tell you why. My glow is on, and I keep it to the fullest, and it produces a whole and wholesome life, which produces security in me. See, that's what Paul was saying. Now, you got to understand, this guy's writing from jail. Everything around him ain't glowing. It's dark. It's damp. He's in chains. But you see what he's thinking, the word of God, I may be bound, but the word of God is not bound. And my words will be carried further than my body will ever be carried. So when spiritual glow is at its best, it produces a whole and wholesome life that is secure. Now you see, the reason why we always want to preach you up, because you see, when the fire dies down, Satan and his cohorts draw near. If you ever, and we've been to Africa, me and Kathy, Africa. Africa's a phenomenal nation. One of the most amazing, and one of the poorest in the world, and has more resource than any other. But God was never strong in Africa, but it's happening now. I'm telling you, I don't care, you can have all the resources of the world. But if you ain't got God, you don't have the ideas, the insights, the concepts to produce that asset. And so other countries come in and steal from them. Well, most of the diamonds came from South Africa. Well, yeah, I mean, it's amazing, that continent. But let me tell you something. They got one of the most finest animals you've ever seen. Lions like you've never seen. Giraffes. Bull elephants. But if you don't keep your fire burning, they're coming in. Why? Because they hunt at night. People say, why y'all? I've had people get mad at me. Why y'all are so happy? Keep my fire going. Why? Because if it dies down, Satan and his cohorts draw near. Them lions are going to come in and drag you out of that tent and eat you for a late night snack. Well, the devil will do exactly the same thing. That's what Paul was doing. He constantly stirred up the gift of God. He told Timothy, his protege, I know it's on you. I know your grandma had it, your mama got it, and you got, stir up the gift of God that's within you. Keep your fire burning, see. Keep your spiritual glow. Maintain it. I ain't saying it's easy. I mean, I've been on hunting trips, boy. And you know, when it starts getting cold in the mountains, nobody want to go and start the fire out. Oh, so you're going to sit there and just freeze? So what you want to do is try to get somebody else to do it because you want to stay in that. Or if you got to go to the bathroom, Lord Jesus. Don't never. Especially when it's frost, sit on a toilet seat with just skin. Because you're going to get a revelation. You're going to have a toilet seat attached to your rear end. And if you try to pull off, then you're going to need healing. How many of you ever put your tongue on an old freezer? And you got a revelation of what it means to be caught. So, when the fire dies down, Satan and his cohorts draw near. So what do you do? But just keep the fire burning. Keep it burning by maintaining that spiritual glow. Because I'm being dominated. I want this to dominate me individually. You see, because I've said it so many times, the only Jesus some people may ever see is the Jesus in you or the Jesus in me. You see, I had one guy say, that guy's going crazy. I said, you know, he's just having a bad day, but tomorrow will be a good day. You know, why? What was you doing? Brotherly love. Just a little brotherly love, a little compassion. Nah, he shouldn't have been doing that, or she shouldn't have been doing that. That's not it. Sometimes Kathy gets up on the wrong side of the bed. It just happens to be on my side. I don't know. Maybe she didn't get a good night's rest. I don't know. That never happens to me. I don't know why it only happens to her. Well, anyway. One person believed what I just said. No, it happens to me. Kathy sometimes gets mad because the bed's too high. She said, like we had a bed that could have given you a nosebleed the other night. That bed was high. And Kathy was trying to get, she says, come help me, Jesse. I can't hardly get in this bed. I said, sure, mama. And I just jumped up in there, but you know, and evidently thought it was high because there was two little steps by it. that you could climb up in the bed. Now, Kathy didn't mind it. She said, but suppose I got to go to the bathroom at night. How am I going to get out of this bed? I said, fall. Just fall a little bit, bless God. You're going to go, you're going to come down. You see what I mean? But that's a nice bed, don't misunderstand me. But that baby was high, you see. But she kept her spiritual glow. I mean, I heard her slide off the bed. And you know, she hadn't stretched the legs yet. She go, And here's a woman that I never thought was old till the other night. I said, look at her. But by the time she was coming back, she was walking right, you know. Maybe she fell off that bed. I mean, that thing was high. That's the highest bed I've ever slept up in my life. I felt like a king. I said, good Lord. The television was down. I had to take the clicker and go. Am I telling the truth? That's the highest bed I've ever seen in my life. A high bed. But we kept our glow going. So spiritual glow must dominate us individually. Why? Spiritual fervor is an intense passion that gathers all the forces of life so that nothing is left to just trail along aimlessly. Then I said, when spiritual glow is at its best, it produces a whole and wholesome life that is secure. Now, I could preach hours on this, but I'm giving you a little rundown here. And then when the fire dies down, Satan and his cohorts draw near, so keep the fire burning. If you ever go to Africa and go on a safari, make sure your fire never goes out. Now, I dealt with that as individually. Let's deal with that as a church corporately. The spiritual glow or spirit of fervency, fervent in spirit, must dominate. Notice I use the word dominate all the time. Us corporately, together as a church. You know what I tell you? You don't need to invite nobody to come to this church. Now, you know, let's just be honest here. Most of the people you invite don't come. If you invite 10, if you get one, that's a miracle. Now, you ain't nobody ever saying that except Jesse the Plan. I tell you, you don't need to invite nobody to this church. Why? Just get excited about your church. All you got to do before you go to Zia's today, or before you go eat somewhere, or if you're running home so you can watch this thing, all you got to do is walk out this church like it. And if you're in public, go, wow! Lord Jesus! Woo! Lord God! People say, what's the matter? What? Now, this is at the mall. Man, we just got out of church. Woo! You know, then people going to say, where y'all go to church? Oh, no, we don't want to take. Go to your church. We don't want you coming out here. No, where you go to? No, don't come out here. Go to your church. Your church needs you. Look, go on. Woo! Lord, I promise you, they'll follow you home. They want to know where you going. Why? Because you fervent corporately as a church. Well, I bless God. I don't feel like that at Covenant Church. Well, stir up your gift. What you come to do? Did you come to critique Pastor David or me or Kathy or Donna or whoever? You don't come there to critique their message. You come there to receive their message. So you stir up the gift of God. But I don't like the way Donna preaches. So we ain't changing. They ain't got anything to do with it. She's where God wants her to be. What you want me to do? It's like you get in heaven and say, you know, I never did like that Gabriel boy. Let's get rid of Gabriel. It ain't going to happen. But you see, if you just get excited about this place, you just stir it up. Now, let's maintain that spiritual glow for you. Go, wow, hey, Lord Jesus. I promise you, man, they'll follow you home whether they go to church. That's what I mean. Yeah, but it didn't. I don't feel like it. So you don't feel like going to work tomorrow, but you will. You will. Oh, it'll be raining tomorrow. That don't mean no difference. You know how they say you, the roads are slick. But they also give you a little hint, because they're going to, you might want to leave your house a little earlier. They didn't tell you to stay home. Unless it's so bad. Think about that. So a spiritual glow must dominate us corporately. That's why I tell people. Yeah, I've had several people here at the church. They said, Bridget, I'm going to invite. I said, you don't need to invite anybody. What? Most people never say that for church. Just get excited about where you go at. Yeah. People will follow you. Well, if you walk out of a restaurant licking your lips and your fingers, Lord Jim. There'll be people not even hungry say, let's go eat. Whoa. Boy, you are communicating the message. So a spiritual glow must dominate us corporately. Now, How do you do that? How do I keep myself up? Write this down. Missionary enthusiasm always keeps the church aglow. Let me explain that. Missionary enthusiasm always keeps the church aglow. Problem with a lot of missionaries, they're sad, sick, and disgusted. That's why we don't have too many missionaries here. We have to pump them up. Won't you help us? God never meant that to be. Let me tell you, when God started out missionaries, I'm talking about from England, these people crossed over mountains, walked over rivers. They had an enthusiasm about this. And when they came back and to raise support, they didn't go, I tell you what, you know, we had to eat a half a chicken the other day, and it was raw. They said, let me tell you about the people that God has sent me to. Did they have needs? Well, sure they had needs. And we don't mind meeting that need. That's not the issue. It's how you talk about that need. See, that's what I mean by that. Yeah. Glory to God. Missionary enthusiasm keeps a church aglow. In other words, as a corporate, we're able to be blessings to people. But it's how you say it. That doesn't mean, my God, that you don't need something, that you need some help or whatever. But I'm talking about somebody that's on fire and when there ain't nothing to eat. And it's on, they're on fire when there's an abundance of food. It makes no difference because they're receiving their strength from that fervency of spirit. You say, these are the examples that God let us, he put in the Bible for us. These boys walked through some tough times. But boy, you hear them talk, son, they were at it. Any time. People say, why wouldn't you stay home after 17 service? Oh, because we like God's house. Amen. And I'm going to have to preach tonight. And I got to preach tomorrow. I probably got to do some television this week too. There's always something going on. But so, I mean, let me just, why don't you act like your children? They don't care if you didn't sleep last night. They're getting up early. Especially if you got babies. Hey, I'm up. That means everybody else got to get up here. Huh? And then babies like that. Hey, get up. Or if they're hungry in the middle of the night. Hey, I'm wet and I'm hungry. Am I telling the truth? Boy, they got fervency of spirit. Oh, when they're ready to go to sleep, they don't care if you got to carry them and they weigh 85 pounds. They just sleep all over your neck, your shoulder, your back. Spit all over you. You ever seen a baby throw up and smile at you at the same time? Bleah. They don't care because they know you're going to clean it. And what makes you do that? You're in love with that child. That's fervency of spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, our partner offer this month is a message I preach called Doing Good. Have you blessed someone lately? God wants you to. Why? Because when you do, you're acting just like Him. Discover how doing good is the cure for all evils and how it's the solution to all difficulties. Order your copy at jdm.org and be a blessing to someone somewhere, somehow, today.
Join Jesse and Kathy Duplantis in Nashville, Tennessee for a special Friday event, August 7th at Faith is the Victory Church. Kathy at 10 a.m.
When He puts the assignment, He puts the dream on your heart, He also gives you the anointing to fulfill it.
And Jesse at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m.
See, this is more than religion, ladies and gentlemen. This is a living, speaking reality.
Don't miss this special Friday event, August 7th in Nashville, Tennessee.
Are you ready to walk in God's vision for your life and receive above all that you ask or think? In my new book, Create Your World and Walk in It, you'll learn how to have God's creative DNA flowing inside of you. And your connection to His power gives you the ability to create too. By using your faith voice and saying only what faith says, discover the power within you. And every promise on your heart comes to pass in your life. Create your world and walk in it. Get your copy today at jdm.org. Ladies and gentlemen, today's message is vitally important. We have to maintain our spiritual glow, especially during these dark times. Maybe you're going through something hard. Well, Brother Jesse, what do? Stir up the gift of God. That's how you do that, because it's inside of you. I mean, it will bless you when you push that power that's inside of you out of you. Be sure to watch Spiritual Glow in its entirety on our free JDM app. And our product offer is our new book, My God, Create Your World and Walk in It. Have you got my new book yet? If you hadn't, you need to do it. It's our product offer. It will bless you and minister to you. If you're ready to start receiving God's promises and walk in the vision He placed in your heart, this book is for you. It's about time you get it, don't you think so? I'm not just talking about the book. I'm talking about what you're believing for. Just go to jdm.org, and while you're there, maybe you want one for your friend. You'll be blessed by it. It will bless you and minister greatly to you. Partners, thank you for all you've done for this ministry. 50 years of preaching this glorious gospel. We're celebrating it all year long. Without your faithful financial support, we'd have had a lot of trouble. We've never had a financial deficit. Why? I trust you, you trust me, and we both trust God. What a blessing of God that we work together to get things done for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're reaching people. We're changing lives one soul at a time. And that's what it's all about. Everything you send, 100% goes into world evangelism. Been debt-free since 1982. Isn't that amazing? Why? I'll tell you why I did that. Well, Romans 13:8, owe no man anything but to love him. But I wanted everything that you would send to go into world evangelism. Nothing goes to pay debt of any kind or interest on a debt. We don't have any of that. Thank you for watching today. And partners, thank you for supporting this ministry. If you're not a partner, pray about becoming one. The anointing of increase is here. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Are you ready to revive your spiritual life? My book, The Power of Prayer, is loaded with personal stories and biblically based principles that will equip you to start enjoying the abundant life Jesus died to give to you. You can tap into a clear line of communication with God that will reveal His plan for your life. Never underestimate the power of your faith-filled prayers to unlock the gates of heaven and provide for your victory. The Power of Prayer. Order your copy at jdm.org.
Jesse Duplantis Ministries is going into all the world with the message of Jesus for over 50 years, reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time.
When you meet Jesus Christ as Lord, then all the world stuff is nothing but vanity because you've got the greatest thing in the world, and that's eternal life.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm thankful for the gospel. I boldly proclaim. That's why we're spreading the gospel every place with every tool that we can through this ministry.
Have you ever wondered what heaven is like? Then join Jesse Duplantis at his 2026 Heaven Tour. Since Jesse's miraculous trip to heaven in 1988, countless lives have been forever changed by the powerful message that Jesus gave him to proclaim throughout the world. At these in-person only services, Jesse will take you through his trip to heaven and share some of the many wonderful things that the Lord has in store for us, both in heaven and on earth. There will also be a special time of ministry, and then Jesse will answer some questions from the audience. It's time to discover the truth of eternity and embrace the everlasting love that Jesus has for you. Jesse Duplantis' Heaven Tour, Friday, August 14th at 7 p.m. in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota at Living Word Christian Center. Visit jdm.org for more information.
When you learn to forgive, you're getting a miracle in your spirit man, housed through your soul and clothed in your body.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.